This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Detroit is known worldwide for its cars, for its music, and now for its vodka. This video depicts Lenin's tomb, and as the camera slowly takes us into the monument where the body of Lenin lies in state in a glass coffin, we see a single tear escape from the corner of Lenin's eye.
The world's best vodka has been named, and it isn't from Russia. It's from Detroit. Valentine, named world's best vodka by the World Drinks Awards in London. Nazdrovya.
That led Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings and me to make a very good decision for this edition of Cheers.
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 Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
Well, not surprisingly, we are at a place where we can get a drink. Where are we today?
We are at Valentine Distilling Company, and not just at their tasting room in Ferndale. We're at their production facility, which I have to say is amazing.
And smells great.
So we're here with Heather today, and she's made a cocktail using Valentine's Old Tom Gin, and it's called the Batina. What can you tell us about it, Heather?
It's a nice combination of a subtle sweet and citrus mix with a little herbal beet and rosemary edge to it as well.
So how do you make this drink?
We're going to combine 2 ounces of our barrel-aged gin. This is known as our Liberator, our Old Tom Gin. So we're combining that with about 3/4 ounces of a homemade beet and rosemary simple syrup. So this is just a combination of sugar and water in equal parts, typically hot water to melt down the sugar. And then we're combining it with beet juice and fresh rosemary. After that, we're going to add 3/4 ounce of fresh-pressed lemon juice for a little citrusy kick, and actually a couple droplets of saline. Saline is a salt and water combination. This takes down a little bit of the bitterness in the lemon juice and lets more of those aromatic elements come out. So what we're going to do is add this to a shaker, combine, shake vigorously with ice, and strain into a martini glass. You want to make sure you use a fine mesh strainer to remove all of the ice. And lastly, you're going to flame a fresh piece of rosemary just till we get a little bit of smoke curling off, and drop that in as your garnish.
We'll have the recipe for that beet and rosemary syrup on our website, michiganradio.org.
I wanted to take a minute just to talk about those few drops of saline solution she added. Almost any cocktail can be improved by a little bit of salt. It really helps to balance out sweet flavors, bitter flavors, and just add an extra layer of complexity. And I bet in this cocktail it's going to be a really great addition because it's going to bring out the savory qualities of the beet.
Well, we'll see you in a second.
Because now we're going to turn things over to Rufino Valentine, who's going to tell us a little more about Valentine Distilling Company.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Valentine. You are standing, actually, in one of the largest micro-distilleries, not just in the Midwest, but in the country. We started this company with 2 main goals in mind. Number one, to show that some of the best products are still made in this country, in particularly Detroit. And number two, the end goal of corporations does not have to be solely about profit. We focus on quality, and we want to show that you can actually have both of those.
And to just what you said about world's best products, in fact, you were named world's best vodka last year. Congratulations for that.
Thank you so much. It's amazing, isn't it? This little company in Ferndale is able to beat some of the biggest companies around the world.
Now, we use gin in the drink that we're tasting today, but I think you're better known in Michigan anyway for your vodka.
Yeah, I mean, after you win a world championship, it's hard not to be. But we focus on all our products, and a lot of these international awards that we've won are actually for our gins.
A lot of micro distilleries get their start with vodka because it's easily produced and quick to come to market, but Valentine's really expanded and has a huge range now.
We have several different types of vodka, several different types of gins. We have a number of different types of bourbons, and most recent news, I would say, is this spring we're launching our rye whiskey.
Well, now you're talking to me. Okay, let's take a taste of the Batina before the chill is off. Tammy, go ahead.
You can't see this on the radio, but it has a beautiful red color because of that beet. Oh, I love that. I'm a beet fan, so I have to admit that, but I think the beet flavor goes really well with this barrel-aged Old Tom style gin. Old Tom style gins sort of harken back to an earlier period in gin production. And so this has some of the caramel notes that you associate with a whiskey, but it has that juniper flavor that I love about gin. So this is a delicious cocktail. You should give it a try, Lester.
Well, I will tell you right now, I detest beets, really detest them. So I'm not sure how this is going to go. Okay. All right. Well, I don't get that beet flavor that I don't like in this. This is different. In fact,
I had just a little sample of the gin before we mixed it, and that's the forward taste in my mind, and that's okay with me because I really liked it just straight out of the bottle.
It's a great cocktail. So thanks, Rufino, for having us, and thanks, Heather, for this delicious drink.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Cheers.